I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Cordova International Raceway is getting ready for street racers after the successful return of the World Series of Drag Racing last weekend. Spokesman Blake Anderson says around 25,000 fans came to the track for the World Series, which was held in Memphis last year. The move to Memphis felt like a slap in the face to many racers and fans of Cordova, which had been the home of the World Series of Drag Racing since 1954. This headline from a Drag Zine article about the Memphis series sums up the result. The World Series of Drag Racing experiment expectedly falls flat, and the subhead? A train wreck. Blake Anderson has only served as Cordova's Director of Corporate Partnerships for about 4 months. He doesn't know why the track owner, IRG Sports and Entertainment, decided to move the World Series to Memphis or why the company moved it back. But he says it was a win for all involved when Dominic Blasco became president and general manager of the Illinois track.
I think that IRG knew that somebody like Dominic would be the person to bring this race back and have the right team in place to make all of those things happen. And, you know, from what we're seeing in the early stages of getting numbers in, I think that IRG made the right decision.
It's been more than 2 years since IRG bought the Cordova Dragway and spent $500,000 on a new track, grandstand, and other upgrades. I could hardly get Anderson to stop talking about this year's World Series, which had something for everyone.
We got a really great response from people who like the Chicagoland Superstocks. They bring cars that were in the 60s and 70s that were racing then, and those were new cars then. And then now people love to see those types of cars because they get off the ground a little bit. They all kind of pull a wheelie, and it's the same thing for the nostalgia gassers that we have here. People like seeing those old cars. They have a lot of meaning and a lot of history here, and that's part of what the World Series is about, is the show.
Even while that show was going on right outside his office, Anderson was working on details of the next big event, Hot Rod Drag Week. This year, Cordova will serve as home track, meaning the street racers will begin and end racing just north of the Quad Cities. I'm Michelle O'Neill.